What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello and welcome to the Bellwitch podcast. Thank you for joining me on this spontaneous episode. I woke up this morning, this beautiful Saturday morning, the sun was shining. I was on a high from going to the podcast summit all yesterday, Friday 24th of May. And I woke up to the really, really sad news that the marketplace in Leeds is having their funding cut from the 30th of June. Now, it is not an understatement when I say one of the big reasons I'm here today is because of the marketplace. This charity is so close to my heart and is actually in my will when I snuff it because it saved me many times as a young person. I discovered it when I was about 15, I think, through another friend who was a goth and used to hang out at the Corn Exchange. She introduced me to the marketplace just for a cup of tea because it was a drop-in, as well as many other things where you could go in and have a brew and have a chat. They've got loads of workers there that are mostly volunteers, drop-in staff, and they'll just sit there and listen to you talk about your day. Talk about your day or why you've had a bad time or why you've had a bad life. In worst case scenario, why you don't want to be here anymore. And to hear that they're having the funding cut is absolutely devastating. The marketplace is wrapped up in so much of my young life history. I used to access so many of their services. I used to get counselling, one-to-one support, drop-in. I think they do C-card. And they got me through my mum's death. When I lost my mum, they pretty much were there every single time I needed them when I was 22. And for that, I don't think I'd have made it through it. It was just such a hard time, it really was. When I was young, it's no exaggeration to say that I used to be there at least every week, maybe even twice a week without fail. There was a point in my life for a good year where I almost lived there, get the bus into Leeds and go and just sit with them for 2 or 3 hours. I didn't want to be anywhere else because I felt safe there. I was safe and I was heard. And I were valued. It was astonishing the work that they did for me and what they continue to do today. It'd be an enormous loss, a devastation to the city of Leeds and West Yorkshire if it was to close down or even finish half the things it offers, because it is such an unusual charity. In terms of the only criteria that is needed for them to help you is you've to be between the ages of 11 and 25. It just seems quite unusual for a charity to be that broad and specific needs. They're so talented, they can help people with such a vast range of things in that age range. It is so unusual. It is worth its weight in platinum gold, it really is. And so I donated and I thought to myself, what else can I do to support them? Because I'd be absolutely at a loss if they disappear. I did volunteer before I had children. When I was pregnant with Florence, I volunteered around that time for about a year to try and help give back. And I used to be on the committee as well when I was young in something called HYPE, Helping Young People Through Experience. It was a young person steering group. We used to help steer the marketplace from a young person's perspective, and the marketplace found that really helpful. I had such a lovely connection there, lots of friends. And so I jumped on here, because I can do this, to ask if you'd like to donate. I mean, they have been going for 35 years, and I think they started out as a boys' support group at the church a long, long time ago and have morphed into the marketplace Leeds. And they've wrote an open letter, which I thought I could read out to you. An open letter to the people of Leeds and beyond. For the past 35 years, the team here at the marketplace have been offering free personal mental health and support to the young people of this great city. We have hundreds and thousands of visitors from tens of thousands of young people. And from the feedback we have received over the years, we know we've made a huge difference. We would like to thank all the schools, GPs, universities, family, friends, and most importantly, the young people themselves. They have trusted us to provide non-judgmental, young person-centred, confidential support throughout this time. We are immensely proud of the reputation we have built across Leeds. And this, alongside The quality of support we give remains our strongest selling point. Our way of working has enabled young people to feel confident exploring issues and concerns they have, develop ways of coping, forge their own paths to feeling happier, overcome barriers, build resilience, and not just survive but thrive. We have dedicated, committed, skilled team who share a passion for working with young people and who take immense pride in the work we do and being allowed into the lives of young people, often at a time when they struggle in the most. We treat this as a privilege, and as such, we strive to ensure all young people we see aren't simply listened to but heard and valued. All that said, we write to you at a time of great sadness and urgent need. The marketplace, current main source of income, ends on the 30th of June 2024. This is a massive loss of income for the marketplace. This massive loss of income for the marketplace means we will have to drastically reduce our offer, and we will not have the capacity to support as many young people as we have until now. This is where we need you. The marketplace needs your support like never before, so we can keep supporting these amazing young people of Leeds. We have a plan to keep the charity going on a smaller scale to enable us to relaunch early in the autumn. Our offer will continue to provide counselling and long-term support, which we know young people who use the service really value and need. It doesn't feel right that we are the ones asking for support this time, but this is the unfortunate position we're in. We urge you to spread the word to everyone you know and point them in the direction of our fundraising efforts or Just Giving. Please share this news widely as possible and donate or consider raising vital funds for us. We would hugely appreciate any and all help you are able to give us this time. Thank you from the staff and volunteers and trustees of the marketplace. Sorry, I appear to have got a bit emotional reading it out. So if you go to their Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/themarketplaceleads, all one word, and I'll link it in the show notes below. And if you could donate, that would make me just so happy. I can't lie, I am really upset about it actually. It is not an understatement when I say they saved my life. So if you're pulled to donate or moved by this message, I could ask, please do send them a little bit of donation to keep them going. All my love and magic, Swales.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.